Well, hello, and welcome back to Become a Calm Mama. I'm your host, I'm Darlene Childress. I am a life and parenting coach, and also the creator of the Calm Mama Process, which is a parenting philosophy, a parenting approach that includes both emotional coaching, how to help your kids with their feelings, as well as how to set boundaries and follow through with consequences. And I call it the Calm Mama Process. And I realized I was looking back at all the episodes I've done on the podcast, and there's not a single one called the Calm Mama Process. So I thought, hey, why don't I do one episode just kind of summarizing the process, especially because today, right now, I'm enrolling for the March class of the Emotionally Healthy Kids course, which is kind of my foundational program that I offer every couple of months. It's a 6-week parenting class, like an old school traditional parenting class. And I teach that online on Zoom. I teach it live. And we meet on Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific or 12 p.m. Eastern for 6 consecutive weeks. And in that class, I teach the Calm Mama Process. So I want to talk about what you learn when you're in that class, and also kind of centering the podcast in the Calm Mama Process. So if you're new to the podcast, I know we have a ton of new listeners, which is amazing. Welcome. So glad you're here. And I just want to give you sort of a big picture of what we're doing here in the Become a Calm Mama podcast and also in my programs, talking about the Calm Mama Process. Okay, so let's get into it. Here is the thing that probably changed everything for me when it came to parenting. I have been a parent for a long time. My kids are 17 and 19. They're like almost their birthdays are coming. So been a parent for almost 20 years. And when I first started parenting, I didn't really know much about it, right? I just thought I needed to like manage my kids' behavior, teach them how to be good people. And that was about it. That's all I knew. And I had, you know, come from a Christian background originally, kind of a traditional parenting model of, you know, kind of carrot and stick, if you think about it. Like if you're bad, you know, you get the stick, and if you're good, you get the carrot, and you just kind of keep kids in line between, you know, punishment and praise, right? And what I learned with my kids is that, A, I didn't like the way it felt to be punitive. I didn't really want to be like that. I didn't want to show up as a parent who yelled and, you know, criticized and hit. I didn't want to spank my kids. And so, you know, I had some of people that I knew that did spank their children. And I was like, well, that's not for me. Plus, my kids are adopted. I don't talk about that in the podcast very often, but that meant after we adopted them, social workers were going to come to the house and ask us questions and ask them questions. And I really didn't want them to say, mommy hits me. I was like, that doesn't work. That's not good. And so it didn't align with my values, and also didn't feel safe for me to do that. So I had to find a different way. And I was realizing that I didn't really have any other tools to manage behavior. And I had this very out of control kid. Later, we realized he had ADHD. That's why he was so wild back then, very hyperactive at that point in his life. Not anymore. But at the time, you know, he just had a lot of dysregulation. He had a lot of trouble managing his impulses. He didn't know how to delay gratification, which are all also common of little kids. And I just didn't know that much about little kids. So when you look at parenting models out there, the original kind of language is that you have these 4 different parenting styles. So one is authoritarian. So that's very, very strict, very much do as I say, because I said so type of parenting. The second is authoritative, which is what I teach you, kind of the balance between I respect your feelings and here's the boundaries. And then there is the permissive parent, which is a boundaryless parenting philosophy. And then the 4th parenting style is thought of as neglectful or uninvolved or detached. So these are the four parenting styles. So I was like, ooh, I really like the middle one, which is authoritative, right? Leadership and that kind of thing. And so I went out looking for that kind of parenting model because I did not want to use spanking or ignoring or sticker charts or praise or emotionally checking out, you know, like kind of ignoring behavior and kind of saying to them, my attention is conditional. Sometimes, not to go on a tangent here, but like it's your love as a parent is never like conditional. I know that. But sometimes what we do is we use our attention and our affection and our acceptance as conditional. So, you know, thinking about a timeout, the way that some people use timeout is by saying, you know, you go over there and you sit down and you come back when you can be good, right? So it's like the child is set apart alone and they're not allowed to be in your presence. They're not allowed to get your attention or your affection or even your acceptance unless they're behaving properly. That does not feel good to me. And I'm sure if you're listening to this podcast, it doesn't feel great to you either. Okay, so I was like, I want to figure out another way to parent. I was trying to do traditional parenting stuff. I was trying to do timeouts and my kids' behavior was escalating. You know, I was trying to do like some behavior modification through sticker charts. It would work for a short time, wouldn't work, you know, long term. I can do a podcast episode on sticker charts. I wrote an article about it, but I can do a podcast episode on it. Why it don't only works in the short term. But I was like, okay, I need to figure out a different model. And the first thing I learned about when I wanted to learn a new way to parent is about like what is called today gentle parenting, right? So I learned it as nonviolent parenting or parenting through connection, parenting through compassion. And it was pretty cool, to be honest with you. I was like, the minute my son, you know, he used to have these really long temper tantrums, ragey, crazy, big feeling cycles. And, you know, I was trying to ignore them or, you know, put him in a timeout. I was trying all these strategies. Nothing was really helping and they were just escalating. And when I learned that I could come close and just offer compassion, I was really, really messy about it. But I would just come alongside and say, you know, are you feeling sad? You seem to be struggling here. Are you okay? Like, can I help you? And looking at his behavior through the lens of emotion, that realization changed everything for me. When I was taught the concept, feelings drive behavior, and taught the concept that behavior is a form of communication of emotion or unmet emotional needs, my brain was like, pew. Which honestly, in this day and age, like there's a lot of parenting coaches teaching that. So maybe you've kind of known that all along. But for me, I was like, what? Because I come from, traditional parenting model raised by quote unquote boomers, right? I'm Gen X. So nobody really talked to me about feelings growing up. Nobody cared. Nobody articulated anything to me really at all. The adult world was the adult world and the kid world was the kid world. And like never the two shall meet. I just, you know, was in my own world trying to figure it out. And the grownups were like, that's cool. Easy for us. But you know, obviously I didn't want to do that. I wanted to be connected to my kids and I wanted to help my kids process their emotion. And I was like, what? Okay, I'm going to do that. I'm going to understand feelings drive behavior. And when I teach the Calm Mama process, the four parts are calm. That's number one. Connect, limit set, correct. Okay. Calm, connect, limit set, correct. This is the complete parenting model. So what I'm talking about here is connect. It's all about that coaching through big feelings, validating those feelings, being present and, you know, and showing empathy and all that. Incredible. Honestly, once I started to do that in a genuine way, my son's temper tantrums went like decreased, like intensity. They weren't as strong. frequency, they weren't as often, and how long they lasted, way less. So incredible. And that's what I see with my clients all the time, honestly. It's like the minute the parent starts to practice genuine connection, the child's big feeling cycles decrease, unless there's some other medical issue going on, you know, which we explore. Because if it's not effective, it's like, okay, let's get curious and find out why. All right, so connection, incredible, huge results. And then along the way, I'm like, okay, well, sometimes my kids misbehave, not because they're having a temper tantrum, just because they like get excited, or, you know, they don't want to do something. And of course, right, their feeling is valid. Like, who wants to stop playing to tidy up and clean up and go take a bath or go brush their teeth? Like, that sucks. Like, that nobody likes that, right? But I would coach my kids, and then, you know, I connect with them and narrate their feelings. And a lot of times they'd be like, yeah, grumpy, but still go. But not always, right? And you can't always emotionally coach your kids. Like, it's impossible. It's so exhausting. Honestly, it's exhausting. And I don't want you to have to do that all the time, right? We want to give them the tools at certain points when they're having big feeling cycles or before they're having big feeling cycles, and really, you know, give them that ability to self-regulate and self-soothe, and then move on with our lives. So how do you move on with your lives? I was like, okay, well, now what do I do after I've coached my kids, or in just regular parenting situations? And that's when I discovered limits versus rules, if I can say it that way. It's like a rule is go clean up, right? That's like a command, but really that's how we talk about, you know, how do you set a limit with kids? A lot of parenting coaches or parent educators are like, well, just be firm and say, brush your teeth. And so I was like, okay, brush your teeth. And I was all firm about it and all calm and all connected. And they'd still just look at me like, no, honestly, because they don't want to, right? So even if you emotionally coach your kids, it doesn't actually create motivation for them to change their behavior. And the traditional parenting model, and some of you dip into this when you are in this situation, because you're like, okay, I was really calm, I was really kind, I'm very compassionate, and they're still not doing what I want them to do. And then I get threatening, right? I yell at them, or they only listen when I yell. They only listen when I, repeat myself 5 times. And really what your kid is doing there is you're trying to shift their emotion into some sort of place where they are motivated to do what you're saying to do. So on some level, when you use threats or bribes or the threat of punishment, or you actually punish them, like hurt them, I mean, by punishment, then you're triggering fear. You're triggering an emotion, fear of disconnection, fear of getting hurt, fear of not loving or accepting them. And that feels yucky, right? Like, ew, gross. Like, none of us want to, you know, threaten our kids and like have that dynamic in order for them to listen. But we don't really know another way. And so that's where this limit setting formula that I learned through Love and Logic, if I'm honest, I learned about it and then went to a training, became a Love and Logic educator. That was like one of my foundational pieces of training, and really like a lot of the things that, you know, Jim Fay teaches or taught originally, and found that it was incredible to say to my child, hey, you're welcome to have, you know, a story as long as your teeth are brushed before the timer goes off. Like, boom, just doing that was like, what? I would say that. And at first my kids were like, who cares? We don't know about timers. Doesn't matter to us. And then over time, I would, you know, set the timer, and then they wouldn't do it. And I'd be like, no problem. No book. And then they'd be like, ah, big feeling cycle. Coach them through the big feeling cycle. No problem. I'll still read to you as long as you're in your pajamas. I'm moving the moment forward with this limit setting formula. And they are understanding how to, you know, get into bed. And then over a couple of weeks of doing a routine using the limit setting formula, I would say, hey, kids, I hope we have time for books tonight. And you're welcome to, I'm happy to read to you and cuddle with you and sing the three songs and lay with you and like, oh my God, all the things, right? I'm real happy to do all that as long as you're dressed, teeth brushed, pajamas on, and laying in bed before the timer goes off. And it was like miraculous. They were doing it. So I could get the meltdowns decreased and I could get compliance without using threats and bribes and yelling and shaming. And like, I was like, what is happening? Like the parenting pieces were all coming together and it was incredible. And then I added the restorative justice model of restitution, learning a lot about how important it is to actually make amends, to go back and repair when you've caused a problem, brought that piece in. So now we have connect, we have limit set, and we have correct. These foundational pieces that actually create the authoritative parenting style, right? A mixture between strict and connected, right? Like I'm the leader in my family. I am soft while also being firm. I'm connected without being permissive. I'm not trying to brag here. I'm just saying like my head was like, what is happening? That this is working. It's like working in terms of every goal I have in parenting. My kids are emotionally healthy. We have good routines. They do good listening to me. And I was like, whoa, this is amazing. Started teaching it. Started teaching the limit setting formula. Started teaching about consequences this way. Then I, you know, started adding the connection piece, bringing all these together in this one parenting philosophy. Clients are having tons of success. Amazing, right? This was like 2012, 13, 14, you know, these years. And then I started to realize that parents were coming to me and they were saying, Darlene, I love everything you were teaching me. It is incredible and it totally works except when I'm mad. They were like, I love everything, but I can't always remember all the scripts. I can't always remember the steps. I can't always remember what to do. And I kept thinking, like, what is it that is the block there? What is the obstacle that is standing in the way of these parents from showing up as the moms and dads they want to be? And I realized it was their own stress, their own dysregulation, their own inability to manage their emotions. And so I started to really cultivate a bunch of tools around managing our stress, managing our nervous system, managing our amygdalas, you know, working on our mindset. And as I started to teach these techniques, and I'd say, okay, first we have to be calm. Then parents were like, yeah, okay, I feel so much better. Once I'm calm, I'm definitely able to stay in my thinking brain, do compassion, do connection, do limit set, do correct. So cool. So over time, I went back, got a different training in life coaching. I went to Martha Beck's life coach training school. She calls it Wayfinders. And I just became really, really good at knowing how the mind works and how the body works and how, you know, our nervous system works and how to coach our brain and all that stuff, right? So now you put these pieces together and we have the Calm Mama process. First is calm. Calm is all about the parent. It's all about how to manage your stress and your nervous system and your mindset and your, you know, self-care. And like I've created the Calm Mama Journal and the self-care class and like, you know, the crash course to calm. I have really dove deep into this philosophy in order to help you get calm. So in the class, we do spend 1 or 2 weeks on it, not as deep as I wish we could go, because it's hard to go, you know, learn everything right in 1 6-week class. But I give you the foundations. You learn about managing your nervous system with your body. You learn about your managing your mind using Calm Mama thinking. We talk about reframing behavior so we don't get so triggered. So many cool pieces in that part around calm. And like, heads up, in the summer, I'm hosting something called Calm Mama Summer Camp. It's going to be a 10-day camp for moms. And all we're going to do is talk about calm. All we're going to do is talk about ourselves and our self-care and like feminine conditioning and so much cool stuff that's coming in June. So keep your ears out for that. But right now I'm talking about the Emotionally Healthy Kids class and talking about calm and how in the Calm Mama process, that's the first part. It's all about your ability to calm yourself. Self-regulation is what we would call it. And then connection, calm, connect. That's that emotional coaching. That's the gentle parenting piece. That's the piece that you've been learning so much about, you know, about validating your kids' feelings, saying, I wonder if you're feeling sad. And they say yes or no or whatever. And you go, well, of course, that makes sense. My favorite sentence for validating ever is saying, that makes sense. That makes sense. Of course you're feeling sad. I would be feeling sad too if I was thinking I didn't like you, right? So we're validating the emotion and then we're teaching our kids better ways to express their feelings. Better ways, because the way that they're doing it feels good to them, but it doesn't feel good to others, or it won't feel good to them in the long term. So we need to, you know, give them those tools and help them learn. But that's just not enough. It's just not. I wish it was, but like the parenting pieces of limit set and correct are also extremely important in parenting. How do you set up boundaries? How do you set up a routine? How do you make rules? It is amazing to watch in the class the things that we solve. We solve morning routines. We solve bedtime routines. We solve screen time routines. We solve picky eating. We talk about chores, like how do you get your kids to like, you know, clear the breakfast dishes? All of those really tangible parenting piece things are the things that go into limit set correct. We have compassion for our kids. We understand bedtime is hard. We understand going to school is hard. We're kind and compassionate, but within the boundaries. So I teach you how to do that in the Calm Mama process and on this podcast, obviously. There's a lot of episodes on limits and there's a lot of episodes on consequences. And so if you're coming to this podcast and you're like, I love everything she's saying. I want to know all of it, all that. You can go back to the beginning of the podcast and listen to episodes 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, like those earlier foundational episodes. I go through the process step by step. Each episode is one part of the process. But today I wanted to spend time just kind of bringing it all together and talking about this concept of the Calm Mama process. Because I know that parenting is really confusing. I talked about this the last couple of weeks on the episode Why Parenting is Confusing. Talked about it last time about how, you know, how we're becoming permissive parents kind of on accident because we don't feel comfortable. We're either burned out or we don't feel comfortable doing consequences. We're burned out because we don't want to deal with another big feeling cycle. Like, oh my God, how many times do I have to help this kid with their feelings? Right? So when you are learning about how to parent this way, you're going to be challenged in a few areas, right? You're going to be challenged in how to get yourself to calm. And you might want to take the class just because you're like, I want to know everything about that, right? When you're in the class, what's kind of cool, it's not just kind of cool, it's cool, is that you get unlocked a bunch of other online courses. You don't have to take them, but they are available to you. And you get to go through the self-care class or deep dive into calm in the in the online course. You also get the Calm Mama Journal. You get a bunch of other resources all about this topic. Same for connection. Maybe you are like, I have a lot of trouble believing that my children are entitled to feeling sad when their life is so good. Now, that's an okay thought for you. Like, it makes sense that you would think, God, give me a break, kid. I've given you, like, you have everything you want for breakfast. You have all the, you know, you have perfect school and great clothes and loving parents and a big house and all the toys you could possibly want and, you know, friends and you're enrolled in every enrichment. And like, you're like looking at your kid and you're like, you have every possibility, you know, every wonderful opportunity in life. And yet you have the audacity to be sad. It can be kind of a mind fuck, for lack of a better term, for you to be like, how am I going to validate this kid when their life is so good? And that's just a misunderstanding about where emotions come from. Emotions are not based on circumstances. They're just not. Otherwise, you know, people with perfect, quote unquote, perfect lives would never feel sad. Also, that sucks. Feeling sad is part of the being human. But it's not actually possible. It's our thoughts that make us sad. It's the way we respond to things. It's the way we think about things. It's our framework, our mindset that creates emotion. So your children are going to feel sad sometimes. And that might be challenging for you. It might also make you feel bad. You might have trouble connecting with their feelings because you're so uncomfortable with their sadness or their anger. And it might trigger in you some negative emotion. And you might want to try to squash those kids or convince them to shift out of their feelings. So connection might be why you join the class. Or maybe you're really having trouble getting your kids to listen. Your limits aren't working. You're repeating yourself all the time. You find yourself repeat, 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 and then escalate, you know, yell and then threaten and yell. And then maybe you're getting physical and you're like, this is a disaster. I don't want to show up this way. And you are looking for a better way to parent without yelling and screaming and punishing. And you're like, I'm here for the limits. Darling, give me the limits, right? So the Calm Mama Handbook is your like main resource besides the class itself. And it's 100 pages I have it in front of me because I use it all the time. It's pretty much every tool and resource I have written or created is in this one handbook. So that's what, you know, the class is really based on that. I don't just read the book to you. We go into scenarios and we problem solve and all of that. All right, so you're probably like, yep, I'm in. I want to sign up. I need all the things. I need calm. I need connect. I need limit set and I need correct. I need the Calm Mama process. So good. Here's how you join. The class, I've changed it a little bit. So right now it's $397. That includes 6 consecutive weeks of the class. It includes the handbook. It includes access to the online resources. And I've added 2 bonus Q&As just for people who are taking the class. And they are like, we start March 14th and then we go through April 22nd, which we take 1 week off because I'm traveling. And then we're going to meet on May 9th and then May 22nd. I think, I don't know the dates, you guys. But anyway, we're going to meet 2 additional times as a group. So that way I'm calling them Mama Momentum Sessions. So you learn the foundations. We take a week off and then you have a Q&A. And then we take a couple weeks off and then you have another Q&A. And that way you have lots of time to practice and then come back and ask questions. So that's really cool. Added that feature. $397, the 6-week class, the Mama Momentum Sessions, the Calm Mama Handbook, the online resources, and then daily email support if you want it. So I have this form, it's called Ask Darlene, and you write your coaching question, and then you get to email me, and I answer you via email. So that's a really cool feature as well. So in that, I just wanted to lay out, if you take the class, great. If you already took the class, awesome. Love you. You know I do. And this might be just a great refresher of like, oh yeah, okay, this is what we're doing. The Calm Mama process. Yes, you know. But if you haven't taken it yet, there's really no reason not to, unless you have a teenager, because then you would need to wait for the teen class, which starts in April. So if you have a kid 0 to 10, 0 to 11, then you're going to want to be in the emotionally healthy kids class and learn the Calm Mama process all at one time in a consecutive way in 6 weeks with the resources, talking to me. I teach it live. I'm right there with you. I know you. We always have a consult. I have a consult with everybody who's in the class so that I know your backstory. I know what's going on with your family, how old your kids are, so that when you show up in the class, you don't need to tell me all that. Like, we've already talked. I know you. So that's like a bonus, but I want to meet everybody before. So even if there's 30 people in the class, I have met you and talked to you. So really busy with consults, of course. Okay, so you want to sign up, you go to calmmamacoaching.com, go to programs, emotionally healthy kids class. It'll be in the show notes. If you aren't sure, if you are like, I don't know, I want to talk to you first. Great. Book a consult with me, a 25-minute parenting chat. I'll talk you through the program. You let me know what's going on with you. We'll just, if it's not the right fit, I'll tell you. Maybe you need private coaching. Maybe you need a different type of program. I'm just here for you. So looking at the, you know, go to the website, go to the programs page, and check out the Emotionally Healthy Kids class, sign up, get a consultation with me. That way I know what's going on with you. Okay. All right. Calm Mama process. I kind of gave you why we do it. And to this week, you know, I like to think about what I want you to work on this week. This week, I really want you to think about what area are you wanting to grow in? Are you wanting to grow in your own self-regulation, in calm? Then, you know, go ahead and like start reading some self-development books or, you know, journaling and doing the thought dumps and going back through the podcast and finding out where I talk about the calm process. Maybe you're really wanting to become a better emotional coach. Okay, you want to be better at connection. Deep dive into that. Try to figure that out. Where, you know, how can you validate your kids? What does self-regulation? What does co-regulation look like? What tools can you give your kids to calm themselves? So looking at, you know, the episodes like that. If you're like, I need to know what episodes, just message me and I will help you, you know, I'll guide you. Or thinking about boundaries, maybe in your personal life with other people, maybe you're wishy-washy, maybe you say things but you don't follow through. Maybe you don't hold people accountable and your life feels a little unmanageable. That might be more around limits and less around calm, more around saying no and being okay with other people's feelings when you say no. Yeah, that's a good one, right? So think about where you want to grow. And if you want to message me on Instagram, I'd love that. Or reach out on the website, book a consultation. Love to talk to you. And I hope you have a great week. And I will see you all next week in the class.